Okay, so as I mentioned, we're going to look tonight at how to make the most of listening to Dharma teachings. So we're going to look at the six recognitions, you know, which is how, some instructions the Buddha gave on how to listen to Dharma in the most effective way. You know, we come to Dharma teachings based on need. Yeah, based on need. You know, there's some awareness that we need Buddhist teachings in our life. Otherwise, why are we here? So I think it's really helpful to, you know, spend a little bit of time just thinking, why are we here? Why are we taking 2 weeks of our precious human life, 2 weeks of our summer, to put so much effort into listening to Dharma teachings, meditating and contemplating the teachings? You know, why? Why am I doing this? So for me, the first page and a bit of this book, Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, I find so helpful. You know, just to ask ourselves the big questions. Why? You know, am I here to listen to Dharma? Why do I need to listen to Dharma? Why do I need Buddhist teachings in my life? So, if you'll indulge me, I'd like to just read this page. You can listen as a meditation if you like. You can just, you know, just because there's some very profound questions that Geshe-la asks. You know, the Venerable Geshe-la asks. In this section. So Venerable Geshe-la says, there is nothing more precious than our human life. Having been born as a human being, we have immense freedom to accomplish almost anything we want. We can become a powerful politician, a successful businessman or woman, or a great scientist or artist. We can travel the world, or even go to the moon, or we can settle for a simple family life. With so much freedom, we need to ask ourselves, what is the most meaningful way to use our life? What will make us truly happy? What will benefit others most? And when this life is over, what will help us then? If we ask ourselves these questions sincerely and deeply, we will discover that the way to make our life truly meaningful is to dedicate it to spiritual development. In essence, this means to eliminate our negative and deluded states of mind and to cultivate positive, peaceful states. By making this our priority, the negative minds that are the source of all our problems, such as anger, jealousy, attachment, pride, and ignorance, will gradually decrease. And our positive qualities such as love, compassion, and wisdom will increase. As a result, we will enjoy a happy, peaceful life, free from anxiety and problems. And we will naturally benefit others. Spiritual practice is what gives meaning to our lives. And by applying our practice at the time of death, we can die joyfully and experience pure, lasting happiness in all our future lives. Eventually, we will be able to transcend all the limitations of ordinary existence and attain the highest state of all, full enlightenment. So this is the opportunity that we have now. You know, this is what the summer festival is providing for us through the kindness of our spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe Kelsen Gyatso Rinpoche. This summer festival and the teachings we will hear in this festival, it will make our life meaningful. We will learn methods to become truly happy and to be able to benefit others most. And we will develop the inner wisdom and compassion that we need at the time of death, because everything else we leave behind.